This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you with your car. And you may not think you need some help, but I guarantee someday you'll have a question, you're going to need some help, you had the car in, you're debating whether you should have the work done, do you really need it? When should I do my oil change? My grandpa said this, or the commercial said that. I mean, there's a lot of things we can discuss and talk about with your car. You're going to want to know these things because you're going to have a problem someday. And maybe the problem won't be with the car. Maybe the problem will be with the service center or the technician or the circumstance. And the whole purpose of the show here is to help you navigate those things and be comfortable talking about and asking questions and get you in the know. And if you're at home working in the garage yourself, I might be able to tell you which screw to turn or how to figure that thing that needs to be figured out. I can do that still once in a while. And, of course, we always like to hear the report. If we helped you out in the past or gave you a tip and it helped, great. We'd like to hear about that, too. So you can call us. It's easy. 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. Boy, Carrie, I tell you, I just made it in here by the skin of my teeth or the hair in my chin or whatever they call that these days, right?
But thank goodness for texting, so we were prepared.
I know. And then besides the fact I was running a little bit late, yeah. Then I come ripping off the exit ramp at Northern there, and oop, traffic. Oh, all around, boy. 16th Street, they're repaving. Not really.
Ah.
I really started to pucker up. I was going to call you and say, I might have to play some commercials for 2 minutes first. But it worked out well. So been running around this morning. One thing I did this morning, because I needed to, I only had 25 miles left on my fuel tank. So I went and filled my tank. And I was a little bit fearful what the lines would look like. Because last night on the news, everybody's talking about the fuel refinery fire in California. And, you know, fill your tank, get your tank. And I hope that you're not just going out and filling your tank because we're topping off. That's what creates all the potential shortage of fuel or creates these long lines unnecessarily because the cycle gets out. You know, that everybody's got a half tank, normally doesn't fill till it's an eighth, and now they're all at the gas station, along with everybody else that's below a half tank, and the normal people like me that are below, you know, an eighth of a tank, and now it's a little bit craziness. Now I went to Costco this morning, it's always a little bit crazy there, but I got in and out. So fuel prices, and if you didn't see the news, apparently there's another, I think it's, does this happen every, like, year, Carrie? I think it seems to be the story now and then of a refinery fire, right?
I've seen it a lot, like you said, just kind of anecdotally. Seems like every year when we do the changeover, something happens and sparks a fire.
I don't know. And then you say, well, it's the changeover. Because last week we talked a little bit about fuel prices are creeping up a little bit. I'm thinking, what is going on? I mean, energy
50 cents a gallon in the last month or so.
Yeah, and energy policy seems to favor lower fuel prices. And
you think so, yeah.
And that. But then we also have the, I wasn't sure because we have, in Phoenix, we have summer fuel and winter fuel. So I did a little bit of research, and actually this is the time of the year when the fuel prices should be coming down because they don't need the additives that are necessary in the hot temperature.
But maybe in the changeover, there's a little less actual gas. So,
well, perhaps, there could be a little bit slow in refining maybe, or they got to finish up some of the old stuff, and then you throw one of these fires on here. So the bottom line is we're getting to the point of fuel saving. How do we save fuel in the car? And I think most of us know the common things. The first and foremost thing that you can improve yourself is the loose nut between the seat and the steering wheel. That's the crazy nut in the driver's seat, like myself, is what can you do to influence driving habits are probably the number one thing that can help you with your fuel economy unless you have a poor running car. So driving habits, don't let the car just sit and warm up. It's starting to get a little cooler. I'm guilty of that. I'm a little wimpy. I want my heat. So I start the car up in the morning. it's not cold yet, but when it is, because I don't park in the garage, unfortunately. So at times I've got to, I want to let it warm up, but it's also actually bad for the car. I've been doing a lot more research lately on the oils and piston ring scoring and cylinder wall. So letting the car sit idle and warm up is not necessarily a good idea. So you want to do that. Avoid idle time. I do it too. You pick up the kids from school. You're sitting there with the engine running. I get it when it's hot out, but you know, it's cooling off some. So maybe we, you know, that 10 minutes sit in line, shut the engine off. Now, a lot of new cars have the start-stop technology. It's a little bit annoying unless you get used to it. A lot of 2018-ish and newer cars have that, especially European cars. Sometimes it is a little bit annoying, and that's where the car just shuts off at the stoplight, and then when you step on the gas or release the brake, it starts up again. So you could turn that back on. That's going to save a little bit. So doing two or three little things equals one thing. So that you haven't even driven yet. You just got idle time, startup time, and turning off your start or turning on your start stop function. That's going to help quite a bit. The other thing is drive like there is an Easter egg shell or an eggshell between your foot and the gas pedal and your foot and the brake pedal.
You once told me years ago, drive like you have no brakes.
Well, okay, yeah, the same thing, momentum. Yeah. So, you know, you're judging that stoplight in front of you. I mean, how many times do we see the guy or the girl that goes ripping past you, and then you end up right next to him at the stoplight?
Like people in a Porsche.
Yeah, sometimes. But, Carrie, then it's not about it's just because you want to feel, you know, that acceleration. So that's a different case. Now, so don't be taking off heavy from the stoplight. Race to hurry up and stop at the next stop sign. I guess that's what I'm saying. So slow it down a little bit. Use that momentum. I mean, when you're a quarter, a half mile away and you see that light, don't have a bunch of people behind you. That's what irritates me. But you don't want to be holding up traffic, but you can coast to that stoplight if you've got, you know, it's a ways away. So we want to carry the momentum of the car. And if you can stay off the brake, stay off the brake. Manual transmission car, I don't know, pop it to neutral or put it in high gear and just kind of roll up to the light acceleration. Carrie, anything else? I just can't think of anything driving habit-wise.
Driving habits, but keep your tires at the proper inflation.
Yes, yeah. And then
give you your next tip.
Yeah, then easy, not to do with driving habits and that, but easy to, like Carrie said, tire pressures. It's going to reduce the rolling resistance of the car. Go try and push your car with flat tires and then go air them up.
Ride your bike.
Yeah, or ride your bike or your wheelbarrow or whatever using. But at the same time, you're going to kill two birds with one stone there because your tire pressure light's going to start coming on a little bit because we have such extreme fluctuations between the high in the day and the low at night. When the ambient temperature changes, so does the tire pressure. So maybe to help with the fuel mileage and the tire pressure, go up about 3 pounds of tire pressure over the sticker. It's going to make the tires a little bit more inflated, a little bit harder, roll easier. And when you do get those temperature dips, guess what? You may not get the tire pressure warning light in the morning. I know we got a couple lines going and plenty open at 602-277-5827. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what we talk about. 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brett, retired firefighter, paramedic, and avid outdoorsman. When I bought a used 2001 Jeep Cherokee, I needed a mechanic I could trust to ensure that this vehicle was going to be dependable and keep me from being stranded out in the woods. A fellow firefighter referred me to Spencer Doucet and his team at H&I Automotive, and I've never looked back. I'm not a car guy, so I don't speak mechanic, but H&I made it easy. They were transparent, communicated clearly, and stood behind their work. Now, decades later, with multiple Tacomas, family vehicles, and plenty of road trips, my wife, daughter, friends, and I are all loyal H&I fans. With their digital diagnostic estimates, you'll always know what needs to be fixed and why, so you stay in control. H stands for honesty, I stands for integrity, and you'll feel it every time you walk through their doors. See for yourself. Check out their 5-star reviews at hniautomotive.com.
Hi, I'm Shane Orlando, owner of Orlando Auto Body. For over 35 years, our family has proudly served the Valley with certified collision repairs you can trust. We're manufacturer certified, offer expert color matching, and back every repair with a lifetime warranty. We work with all major insurance companies and even offer deductible assistance. With locations in Tempe, Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, and Gilbert, quality collision repair is never too far. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests with a family-style environment. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy. And we're going to get to some phones. We're briefly talking about fuel mileage, the cost of fuel, what the heck is going on. See if we can save you some money with some tips. We went through those, but we got to get to some calls. If you've got anything going on with your car, question about maintenance, repairs, fuel, how to save a little bit of money, or what you can do yourself, I'm happy to help you do that. And it's easy. All you got to do is do it Kimberly, Dwight, Henry, and Kevin did, and call 602-277-5827. And we're going to hope you were paying attention. We're going to get you in that order, too. Kimberly in Casa Grande, 2008 Cadillac Escalade, I think it is. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Actually, in the meantime, while I was waiting, I looked it up. It's actually a 2008 Cadillac Escalade. So I've had an issue where I go to try to turn it on, and it hesitates before it comes on, and sometimes it doesn't come on until I sit there either a long time or in the past I've also gotten a little jump. I've had the battery checked. I had a new battery put in just a couple months ago. I had the alternator checked, and I have, so at the dealer where I take it to, they say that they cannot find anything wrong with it. They did ask me how often do I drive it, and I now drive it a little bit more often, so maybe twice a week. But what's strange about it is I'll go and get it started, drive around town a little bit, and sometimes when I come back to it, I'll run into the store. When I come back to it, it will start right up. But sometimes after I've driven around and come back to the car, it does the same thing. It just wants to hesitate and not, it looks like it's going to turn on with all the lights and everything, but it just hesitates and won't come on for a few seconds.
Okay.
Like a minute.
Let's get some terminology and some words that we're using. Make sure we're on the same page. When you say it doesn't turn on, does that mean you're cranking and cranking the engine and it doesn't start?
It doesn't even get to the crank part. So when I turn the key in the ignition, some lights will come on, you know, the normal ones that come on that.
Yeah, everything on the dash lights up pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything on the dashboard. They come on, but the car does not turn over.
Okay, perfect. So we got the terminology good, because if you're a regular listener, sometimes we go back and forth on what things mean. So what happens in your case, it acts, absent the lights and the dash and everything, it would be just like a dead battery. You turn the key and essentially nothing happens, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. So that's what we call a no crank, meaning not cranking, and no start. Those would be the kind of a rough terminology in the shop. It's not cranking, not starting, but it appears to have a good battery. So sometimes, no problem. You just go start the car and it starts right up in the morning. Right? No big deal. It just starts. And then other times you get it started by giving it a jump start?
Well,
or you
that's
just
almost
wait.
Right. It almost never starts. It's almost always that what you just said, dead start.
Okay.
But if I wait for a few seconds with that key mm-hmm. turned, it something will click, literally click. I hear something click.
Oh, wow.
And it will come on.
Okay, well, I had an idea, and you just drove me right off the road with that extra click there. So we don't have a fuel pump issue. We don't have any of that. So we've determined we've got a car that just doesn't turn over. It doesn't crank and start, but when it does crank, it will start. So a couple things I'm thinking about. You just kind of threw me for a little loop when you added that extra little click in, but that might be coincidental.
Okay.
So what has to happen? We could have a security system issue, but I doubt it. I don't know if there's any security light that flashing on the dash or anything like that. But when you turn the key, rotate, various things happen. But for the starter to work, there's a signal, or 12 volts is going over a wire through the ignition switch and down to the starter. We have to know, is that getting there? Because starters can work intermittently. So somebody's going to have to do a test to say, when I'm turning that key, you know, when Kimberly's turning the key, do we have power down there to excite the starter, to activate the starter solenoid? And the answer is yes, then we probably have a bad starter. If the answer is no, well, then it's like a roadmap. If you've got to get to here to Flagstaff, we've got to find out where the road's closed or where the blockage is, what's not allowing that to get there. So my first thought, what I'd like you to try to replicate this, the car has a Prindle switch, or park reverse neutral drive, Prindle, P-R-N-D-L, or low. And that is basically what you call a neutral safety switch. So the car needs to make sure that Escalade wants to make sure for safety the car is either in park or neutral before it starts. So what you could do as a test to help the technician that's working on this car is I want you to turn the key to start the car, but then maybe with the other hand, if it doesn't work, get a hold of the shifter and wiggle the shifter up and down a little bit, because the cable goes down and connects to the transmission shift linkage, and that's right where that switch is too. So if you slightly manipulate that lever, it might make a better connection inside that park reverse, the neutral safety switch built into that transmission switch, and allow it to start. The other thing you could do is just put it down in neutral and kind of wiggle it around a little bit and see if it starts there. That would be my best guess right now, other than a security problem, if the tips that you can do to kind of help the shop find the problem easier. If now wiggling that makes it start, well, then you can say to them, here's what I did, and then they're going to have a better clue. But, Kimberly, that's about what I've got for you. There could have an ignition switch problem. We could have a security issue. Security issues usually aren't intermittent, though. So the only other last tip for you could do is try, if you have another key that's got a security chip in the key, just for the heck of it, grab a hold of your spare keys, switch just the key out, and see if that makes a difference. Just a thought, but again, I'm going to put my money on the park neutral switch as a guess, but that doesn't mean go replace it. That means, you know, go through those steps and see if we can help the technicians with some good information. Kimberly, I sure hope that helps you. And again, I always like to know when it fixes it, or if we get you on the right track and it helps you. I love to get the feedback. So hope that helps you, Kimberly. Thanks for calling. Dwight and Mesa, 2001 Ford Taurus. There's a classic. What's going on?
Hey, Matt. This is the question of all questions, so put your seatbelt on.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
I am checking.
Okay. This is what happened to me back in the 90s. My lady friend needed a CV joint, so I called Cragen, who was in business then, a couple more auto parts. They gave me a price. I called the dealer. Of course, they were more expensive. But the dealer, more expensive, and the new CV joint came with a 90-day warranty. So Cragen's came with a lifetime warranty. So I called the dealer back and told him, Cragen had a lifetime warranty for less than half your price. The guy told me, he said, well, if you buy our remanufactured CV joint, it comes with a lifetime warranty. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, isn't there a movie? What's the movie, Tommy Boy? What's he say, Carrie? You can put a sticker on something.
Yeah. 5 pound box of
Five pound and give it a warranty and stick a lifetime warranty on it, but you still got a 5 pound box of So you're going to the way back Kragen. I mean that's the old Checker Auto, O'Reilly and whatever. Warranties are maybe as part of their strategy. They're cheaper for a reason, for one. Ford, for example, Ford might have a brand new half shaft or CV axle, and they're expensive. And then we can get a remanufacture or even a new one for a fraction of the price, but they're just not the same quality in many cases. Now, if Ford might be offering a remanufactured one that they would put in their Motorcraft box, well, that's not – you have to understand how then the process works. Ford is not rebuilding that axle. Ford is putting that axle in a box that says Ford on it, and they've just put out to the lowest bid request to somebody who manufactures or remanufactures axle shafts and said, we guarantee we're going to buy 10,000 of these over this course of period. What's your best price? And by the way, when they come out, they need to come in a Ford box. So it's more about the marketing, I would suggest, on the remanufactured stuff. But guess what? When you go into Kragen or Checker or whatever that is, you buy that part, great. It comes with a warranty. But you also bought hand cleaner, rags, brake cleaner. You did a tune-up. Maybe you did something else. You never, ever, ever, ever go in to get an axle warrantied and not buy more stuff. So there's a strategy, and there's a lot of people that crunch numbers that make way more money than I do and have way different type of education level, and it's way above my pay grade how they figure those things out. But there's a difference. There's clearly a difference. So I've only got 50 seconds here or so, so I can't get Henry on the line here. Henry, you're going to be first after the break, but we can talk about parts too, Carrie. There's a difference. There's a reason the axle from Volkswagen on these cars that have vibration problems are $900, and there's a reason the Kragen one, like he said, is $279.
As you always say, there's ground chuck and sirloin.
Yeah, pick your whiskey. You can get some, you get the Tito's or your vodka, you get your Tito's or your Absolut or whatever you want to get, your Kettle One. Or Walgreens got some Petronov something or other that might, for $1.50 for two gallons. You're going to have a hangover, just one cocktail maybe. So anyway, Henry, you're going to be up next. Kevin and Terry, listen to Bumper Radio. We'll be right back.
To dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Where were you when the big hailstorm hit? My car and I were right in the middle of it. Hi, this is Jeannie. New to the Valley, we didn't know who to trust with our repair. A friend recommended Dave Lindgren's First Class Auto Body. The experience was perfect. My Lexus was like brand new. Later, I backed my way right into another repair. Ouch! No worries. We had Dave Lindgren's First Class Auto Body. Dave works for you, not the insurance company. For info, go to First Class Auto Body. AutobodyAZ.com.
Let's get this year off to a good start. Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy here, to tell you it doesn't matter what time of year it is, you need to take care of your car or truck. At Virginia Auto Service, we believe proper maintenance is the key to keeping your vehicle around as long as possible. So whether it's a regular oil change or those more complex repairs under the hood, you can count on us to do the job right. Check us out at VirginiaAutoservice.com and let us put your mind at ease when it comes to your car.
KTAR News, now. Good morning, KTAR News. Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett.
It's the first crash that we've responded to, yes.
The FAA is working to determine why two Amazon delivery drones crashed into a crane in Tolleson last week. It happened near the Amazon Fulfillment Center in the West Valley.
We received a phone call from a reporting party who said that there was an Amazon drone that had crashed into the back lot of the listed address near 96th Avenue in Roosevelt.
Patrol Sergeant Eric Mendez with the Tolleson Police says the drones were destroyed, but luckily no one on the ground was injured. Mendez adds that it's common to see the delivery drones around the Tolleson area, but this is the first crash that he is aware of. If you're hitting the road this weekend, the price of gas around Arizona is still going up. The average statewide price for a gallon of gas is $3.53 a gallon. That is 4 cents higher than it was last month and 21 cents higher than it was this time last year. Arizona statewide gas price is also 39 cents higher currently than the national average. AAA Arizona says the average price for a gallon of gas in the valley is $3.79. That is 2 cents higher than last month and 50 cents higher than it was this time last year. Let's go and check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. And we have a serious crash on 164th Avenue and Peoria. I would try to avoid that area if you could. There's quite a number of EMS and first responders on scene there. 59th Avenue and Olive, a brand new crash coming in on the board there in construction this weekend. Northbound Loop 303 is closed between I-10 and Happy Valley Parkway in the West Valley until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And southbound Loop 101 Pima Freeway closed between Princess all the way to Shea Boulevard. That'll be back open 5 a.m. on Monday morning. KTAR weather for the Valley. Lots of sunshine today. Looking for a high of 90, 91 tomorrow. Mid-90s as we start next week. And we'll be close to 100 for Thursday and Friday. 80 degrees now in Chandler. Weather's brought to you by Howard Air and Plumbing. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
The federal government has shut down
the Democratic plan, which would have extended Affordable Care Act subsidies and reverse cuts to Medicare and Medicaid, fell along party lines 47-53. Two Democrats and an independent supported the proposal, and one Republican opposed it. Lawmakers on both sides were quick to point the finger of blame.
In what ways will Arizona be affected? How will you be affected? Keep it on Arizona's news station for breaking news from our nation's capital. KTAR News 92.3, the KTAR News app, and the KTAR YouTube channel.
My daughter-in-law, who is a teacher, raved about a shop that not only took care of her car, but supported Chandler's teachers and students. Hi, I'm Carol, and that's how I found Desert Car Care of Chandler. Tom and Brad are amazing. Trust is hard to find, but you'll find it here. Visit Desert Car Care, just south of Chandler on Dobson. Check them out at desertcarcare.com.
Bunker to Bunker, the golf show is celebrating fall's return with their annual Turkey Gobbler two-person scramble presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses on Saturday, November 15th at the Victory Course at the Verado Golf Club. Proceeds benefit the Society of St. Vincent de Paul of Arizona. Open to the public. It's good fun and a great value with breakfast, golf, competition holes, team prizes, a big raffle and a bounce back golf coupon, all for just $149. Space is limited, so sign up today at bunkergolf.com.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
Relationships matter. People do business with people they know and trust. In these crazy times, it's even more important that you can count on folks you know and can depend on to do your automotive repair maintenance the right way. Someone who has a proven track record and stands behind their work. People that will work with you to make sure your vehicles are going to remain on the road safely and efficiently for you and your family or business. No mysteries, just honest professional care. We're Accurate Automotive, friends serving friends since 1994. Check us out at AccurateAutomotiveAZ.com.
It's your car's favorite show, Bumper to Bumper.
Welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every Saturday at 11 for an hour. help you with your car, whatever it is. And if I can't help you, you can find guys like Travis Brown at Crossroads Auto Works in Fountain Hills. So if you're in Fountain Hills, that East Shea area, or quite honestly, even North Mesa, and you're driving a high-end vehicle, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volkswagen, Lamborghini, a lot of the high-end cars, Travis out there at Crossroads Auto Works in Fountain Hills is the place you want to go to take care of that stuff for you. And great shop, great reputation, doing great work in Fountain Hills. So, again, North Mesa, east on Shea there around the Mayo, and even the air park, head on over to check them out in Fountain Hills, especially if you're driving that European vehicle. So we've got some phone calls to get to. We've got open lines at 602-277-5827. Fuel prices are creeping up. What do you do to keep your fuel economy down, or what are your tricks? I'd like to know. But first, we're going to go with Henry. Henry's been patient on hold, and I appreciate that, Henry. 2005 Honda Odyssey, one of my favorite minivans. What's going on?
Good morning, bud. Hey, I went over to Gigolo Tire yesterday to get my power steering high pressure hose replaced. It blew out on me while I was driving.
Okay.
They did the analysis and they said, yeah, you need a hose, and the reason you need it is because the bushings on the rack went bad and it burned, it rubbed up against the exhaust manifold and blew it. So I said, oh, okay. So when I told them that, just do the hose and I'll get the rack done myself, they said, oh, upon further inspection, it was just loose bolts. We tightened it and you're all good. What do you make of that?
My first blush is it's an honest shop. They may have, I'll say they misdiagnosed it, I guess, but at least they had the integrity to go, oh, this was loose. We cleaned it up and we tightened it. We didn't sell them something we need. And it sounds to me like they probably should have charged you some sort of fee for doing that and cleaning it up. And those things are hard to get to. What do you think about it?
Well, I think that if I would have paid for it and said, okay, do it, and then they replaced it, would they have told me, oh, you didn't need to do this. We're going to either give you the old rack back, or we're going to refund you or do something. I'm just concerned that I would have paid for it and I wouldn't have needed it.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I'm saying, though, but right on the phone, he was like, well, I wouldn't advise driving with it. You know, I said, well, I'm only going to go home and then park it and get some other option.
Right.
So they were kind of pushing for the replacement of the rack. And then when I turned down it, I got the call about 4 hours later saying that it wasn't needed. It was just loose bolts.
But on the rack or on the hose? You still need the rack.
On the rack. Yeah. No, I need the hose. The rack was fine. The bushings were fine. It was just that it was hanging because the bolts that tightened into the frame, the subframe, were loose.
And so did they replace the power steering hose for you or no?
Yes. Okay. No, that was $560.
So you decided. So they didn't do anything but the inspection. And then, and did you give them the authorization to make a repair? You confused me a little bit there.
Well, so I told them to do the hose. So do the pressure hose, and the labor was $561. I said, don't do the rack.
Right.
I'm not going to replace the rack. I'll get it done. And then they told me 4 hours later that it didn't need to be replaced.
The rack didn't need to be replaced, but they still didn't they still did not do the hose, though, after you gave the authorization?
No. The rack hose was done.
Okay, the hose was done. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so the hose was done. I got it now. A little bit confusing there. So the hose was replaced.
No problem.
You don't need the rack. And so that's good. They probably didn't notice that the rack, they probably thought that the rack was bad because of the bushings, and you can't always see the movement. You can't always get a clear eye on the bushings. In a lot of cases, I know the Toyotas, I don't know about the Honda specifically, a lot of cases you cannot replace the rack bushings. They are part of the rack and pinion, and they're not serviced separately. So at a quick glance, that may be what they thought it was and told you. And then once they started to, maybe when they got in there to do the hose, they noticed, hey, these are loose, we can tighten them down. So I think that's, if I'm reading this all right, I think you're at a great shop. Maybe they missed it. Maybe they told you something. But the key is they tightened it up and they told you that they misidentified it, they re-identified it, they solved your problem, and they didn't try to sell you any other work. I mean, maybe they attempted to, but I also have a feeling if you would have given them the authorization for this rack, I have a feeling, and again, I don't know anything about that shop, but it sounds like they've got enough integrity where they would have said, oh, wow, we don't need to do this. We can call this guy and be the hero. I mean, what kind of shop would you think you're at if you called and they gave you authorization for a $2,500 repair, and then they called you up and say, good luck, or great, Henry. Hey, I got good news for you, Henry. Just needed the hose. We found some loose bolts we didn't notice before, and you didn't need that. It's only $700. That's a good day. So, Carrie, you really want to say something, it sounds like.
Well, a couple things. Obviously, Henry's a little suspect about what he said, what they said to him. But the other thing is the car is 20 years old.
Yeah.
So maybe bushings are just kind of something to change anyways, and that's what they thought. That's what they maybe assumed and got there and said, hey, it doesn't need to be done.
Yeah, 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 because the way those bushings and stuff are bolted in there, a lot of times you can't see them and you can see the rack movement. Yeah. So, yeah, you deduce from a 20-year-old car, rack movement and stuff, and it's tight. I think they did well. So that would be a passing grade in my book. So let's get after some more phone calls. Thanks for that, Henry. We've got Kevin. We've got Terry, open line 602-277-5827. Kevin's got a 2008 Chevy Cobalt. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, good morning. So, yeah, I recently purchased the Cobalt. I knew it had an intermittent air conditioning problem.
Sure.
What I'm noticing is when I am from a stop and I'll do an eggshell acceleration, if you will.
Sure.
I can get it to blow cold for about 5 seconds, and then it will go back to blowing warm. What do you think about that?
So the car's cold. The AC is blowing cold, but the AC turns off or stops blowing cold on acceleration or after light acceleration.
The other way around. So it doesn't blow cold at all. Until I'm noticing when I'm at a stop and I then slowly accelerate, I can get it to blow cold for about 5 seconds, and then it will go back to being warm.
I wonder if you did not drive and you just raised the RPMs, does it blow cold, start to blow cold then? I'm thinking that's a tough one with a lot. I mean, there's so many things on these cars if you could just see it while we're asking the question. But I would almost, gosh, I don't know, first of all, but I'm going to say with the air conditioning, you always have to check the charge level. That charge level could be low enough where it's working. And then once you get too many RPMs in there, the higher the RPMs, the more it's going to increase the pressure. But on the same time, the more it's going to want to produce cold air, which lowers the pressure. So you could have a low pressure cycling switch cutting out with those increased RPMs. I mean, what you've got to do, we've got to see if that compressor clutch is turning on or off, if you can hear or see that. You obviously can't see that when you're driving. So the very, very first thing we have to do in any air conditioning system symptom is make sure we've got a proper charge level. Once the charge level is correct, or we know at least it's got a high charge in it, then we can start looking at the controls. There's nothing in the acceleration that's going to affect that. The only thing there is that has anything to do with acceleration, a lot of cars have a wide open throttle cutout switch that turns the AC off when you go to full throttle, just so the car has maximum power. But that's not what's happening here. So we got to get it somewhere. Again, check the charge level, and then we've got to just see it and run an AC test, look at some pressures. We could have a voltage issue, so it could be a number of different things. So I hope that helps you, Kevin. Terry and Mesa, you're going to be next, and room for more after the break is 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Reliable automotive service in North Scottsdale. One choice is easy. Husband's Automotive, just down the street from Costco in the Scottsdale Air Park. Owners Dale and Lauren Husband have been getting rave reviews from their customers for over 30 years by putting integrity back into the automotive repair business. Integrity, fair pricing, and trust. You should expect that from your relationship with your repair shop. Come feel what it's like to be treated like family at Husband's. Check them out at husbandsautomotive.net today.
Hi, I'm Shane Orlando. After an accident, your safety matters.
At Orlando Auto Body, we make sure your vehicle is repaired the right way. We're certified by the top manufacturers, use precision color matching, and stand behind our work with a lifetime warranty. We'll even help you with your deductible and work with any insurance company. Family owned and operated for 35 years with shops across the valley. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
Hi, this is Glenn, proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in Sunny Tempe, a family-owned and operated business serving the East Valley for over 20 years. We understand that families have a lot to worry about these days, going to work, getting kids to school, going to sports practices and events, shopping, meals, and so much more. The last thing you need to worry about is the safety and reliability of your car. That's our job. When you bring your car to us, we provide a digital inspection with pictures and descriptions explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also the next visit, perhaps sometime in the future. We will pre-schedule your next visit and even remind you in advance so you can concern yourself with other things. And every repair that we do comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Conveniently located at the 101 in Broadway, just go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next appointment and let us take the worry out of your auto repair. GoodWorksAutoRepair.com. We're here to make your life easier.
Hey, welcome back to Bumper Radio. We're wrapping this thing up. We've got about 10 minutes left and lots of open lines to help with your call. Bryce just lost one there, but we got some more room, 602-277-5827. If you want to talk about your car, I'm here to help you with anything. We didn't get to talking about yet the fuel mileage, what you can do to the car, or maybe what you shouldn't do to the car. Or should you trade your car in? Because you want to get one of the better gas mileage. That's usually just an excuse to buy a car. But if we got time, we'll talk about that. But first, we're going to get to Terry and Mesa. She's got a new truck. But I say she. I got me in trouble last week. Terry, brand new 2025 4x4 Ram. How can we help you today?
Well, good afternoon or good morning.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir.
All right. Here's what I got. I've had this truck about 6 months, twice, for no reason, without leaving any kind of interior lights or anything else on. I've gone to get into it to drive, and the battery's completely exhausted. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you guys don't like to hear this. Techs don't like to hear this. My son's a mechanic.
Okay.
And the worst thing we want to hear is, well, my son said this and my son said that. So with that being said, he's not a Dodge, he's Chevy guy. It's all good. He says that my truck is looking for an update and doesn't process, and it drains the battery until the truck's completely dead. Brand new truck. Last time this happened was about 2 months ago. Jump started the truck, was a little bit of a hassle. Finally, it didn't go smooth. Finally got the truck started. It had all kinds of warning lights. I imagine they were associated with a low voltage situation. Got those lights. The more I drove it, the more they cleared. This just happened again 2 days ago when I pulled into my driveway, got out the next morning to go to work. Battery completely dead. My thought is the truck's looking for an update. Is this smart truck is stupid and will drain my battery trying to update. There's too much technology in this vehicle. It's a 2025 Ram Limited. Mm-hmm. It's got every freaking option you can think of, which, as you guys know, the more options we have, the more problems we have.
Yeah, sometimes.
What are your thoughts?
Well, first thing, do you have any aftermarket accessories installed? Stereos,
mirror
detectors, nothing at all installed?
None.
Aftermarket. I don't believe that the car is looking for an update. Dodge, to my knowledge, does not automatically update things over the cloud. Not like a Tesla would or something like that. So I don't think the car is out searching for an update or anything like that. Have you taken it back to the dealer?
No, and that's my next step. What a hassle. It's a brand new $80,000 truck.
Yeah, no, I got you. Here's the deal, though. It's important that you get it to the dealer and get this problem established and documented in case you continue to have problems and you have any type of lemon law issues. You want to get on the record as soon as possible. Get on the record with them. Tell them the information you told me about how often it happens. The car should go to sleep. Like, you can't, a modern car now, you leave the dome light on, the whole car is going to pretty much shut down and go to sleep. It's usually 16, 17, 20 minutes after you've turned the key off, the car just powers down. But occasionally, there might be something that causes it to power up. Potentially take your key, put your key in a different spot at home further away from the truck. Make sure you don't leave it outside in the garage or next to it. It might be searching for the key. Double check after you've closed all the doors and windows and everything. Go out 20, 15 minutes later. Make sure there's no dome lights on or anything like that. And listen, get your ear up by the car. Do you hear any little buzzing or anything running like that? So that's all that you can do. And then I would take it to the dealer, let them know what's going on, and let them know the time frame. This is where you need to get your journal out and start journaling this. What were you doing? What kind of happened? What happened? What were you hauling anything? Any of those, that kind of information, and jot that down, the date and the time that you had the first problem, what you did to resolve it, and then the second time now. And if there's a third time, and now we start to see a pattern, then that's when you need to get it to the dealer and say, look, I've done this. It's yours until you've solved the problem. Let them have it. Let them put you in a loaner car, and then make sure that it's documented. Now, the other thing important I would tell you, because we have no idea what this thing is, what the problem is, you need to memorialize every time this event happens. If they say, oh, hey, you know, Terry, we couldn't get it to act up. Here's your keys. Have a great day. Say, absolutely not. I want documented the mileage it came in, the mileage it came out, and I want to know exactly what you did for these 4 days it was here, what you did or didn't do. Did you drive it? Did you do this? You know, maybe we do this at my shop. Maybe you have to say, hey, the service manager can drive my truck for 2 or 3 days. Use it as their car and see if they can experience the problem. But that's the best I can tell you. The process for figuring this out, maybe the deal, maybe yours isn't the first one. You know, there might be an update. So that's the other reason. As much as I don't want to tell you have to go back to the dealer for anything, at least going back on when they're brand new for those first couple services, they can check for service updates and programs and such like that. But Terry, just get it to the dealer. We'll wrap it up with that. Get it to the dealer and start your documentation process. Give them the best information that you can, and I'm sure we'll get it figured out. Enjoy that truck. Don't let this get in your mind and think you've got this truck that's, you know, got these, you know, the more bells and whistles you have, we're accomplishing a lot of cool little bells and whistles with the same computers we had. It's just some extra programming. So we're really not adding more mechanical devices to the car. It's just making the computer do a little bit of different work. Some really some neat features with the exact same amount of equipment is what I'm seeing. So good luck with that, Terry. And again, I love to hear the follow-up. So please let me know what fixed it. And we've got another Terry, and this is probably going to be the last call unless we get another one. But Terry, looks like we've got a 2020 Subaru Forester. Terry, how can we help?
Yes. And this problem happens even cold and when it's warmed up. When you start out on very slight acceleration from a stop, I mean, you're barely moving, like maybe 5-10 miles an hour, all of a sudden there's like a, I call it like a little jitter. It's just like the RPMs will drop like a couple, you can't even really tell, but you can see the tachometer drop down. And it's only on slight, a really slow acceleration, and even when you come to a real slow stop, you can feel this little shudder again. And it's got the CVT transmission, and I've never noticed it when it was new. It's just something in the last, I don't know, several months that I've noticed this. But if you put your foot into it, you can't feel that at all.
Okay. How many miles are in it?
35,000.
Gotcha. And it had a new transmission put in at $15,000.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, that's odd. So, that's even early. $35,000 is a little early for ignition system components to be having a failure on that car. A lot of times when you can accelerate through a problem, it's a misfire. You know, you just get that light load on the engine, and sometimes the spark plugs just don't spark right, or whatever it is that, you know, happens in that process or cause a misfire, just on that initial tip-in acceleration, we call it.
Uh-huh.
I'd be looking at maybe an ignition system issue, but...
You know, I had a wheel alignment done here just a month ago, and I told the service rep this, and he thought maybe... And he was thinking transmission right away. Well, it was replaced at $15,000, has $35,000 now. And he goes, well,
that means your $5,000 past due
needs
for
a like a throttle body cleaning or an upper engine cleaning that they do.
Well, that's possible too. If the car, the trick here, this is kind of tough, and I'll explain it to you. The car's got such low mileage, it shouldn't have a problem. So when you have that, you have to start looking at things that really shouldn't be bad as being potential. Like the engine decarbon that they're talking about, I think he's talking about a fuel system clean or a direct injection cleaning. Yeah, that could be it, but it might not be. So, and at 35,000 miles on the Subaru, we're not seeing carbon issues. So he should be able to. Rather than just saying, do you want to try this or do you want to try that, they ought to be able to put some fact behind it and use a borescope and go in there and look at the valves and see if they have
another carbon. Thing is that it's my wife's car, and there's lots of short trips on it, too.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe.
So the Subaru has the 6,000 mile oil change, and I usually do that, but it's so dirty only after like 6 months and 2,000 miles. I've knocked it down to 4 months.
Yeah. Well, maybe
just because there's so many short trips on that car.
Well, maybe in light of the fact that the low mileage, Terry, why don't you go get a nice tank of gas in there, get some Tecron, or go to Napa, and they've got a liquid moly fuel system cleaner, and you did say short trips. Get that thing out and wind that sucker up. Blow it out. You know, be the first.
Yeah, yeah. And on a side, this last tank, I put in, it wasn't premium, but top tier, but I put in a can of Tecron.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, take that car out and flog it. I mean, let it get some RPMs in it. And again, because it's got so fuel mileage on it, that could be the thing where, you know, they call it the Italian tune-up, where you hear him say, blow it. She's got to be blown out, you know. Go blow it out and see if that helps. I mean, we fix diesel engines that don't run properly just by taking them out and giving them lots of RPMs, heavy acceleration, and blow that sucker out, and you might just solve it that way. So, Terry, I sure that hope that helps you. We had lots of Terrys today, too, so maybe that's a good thing. Look forward to talking to you all next week. We're going to wrap up. We are done. Thanks for listening to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm glad you're here with me, and we'll see you next week.